This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Fathers, we're approaching from our grace to come to you, humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand tonight in the name of Jesus. Just to thank you and praising you for your goodness, your grace, and your love. Just to thank you and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Fathers, we get out of the way that you may have your way here today. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, look deep down our hearts, deep down within our soul. If there's any sin that so easily beset us, we just check it off. Actually, put in the seal of forgiveness. In the name of Jesus, cover us with the blood of Jesus, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. As we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in, like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Prepare the people's hearts to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Anoint these lips with clay, crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And let the word of God reach, let the word of God go forth with the anointing of the Spirit of God upon the word of God this night and forevermore. Thank you for the opportunity of being able to teach and preach your word on a local level through the use of the internet and being able to reach people utterly on a global level from this day night forward in Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Thank you for answering prayers, honor requests, but most of all for salvation to go forth. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have any Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Romans, the book of Romans chapter 1, verse 16. And we're going to look also at 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20, and 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. And the word of God reads in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first, and also to the Greek." 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5 says, "And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20, "For the kingdom of God is not in words, but in power." For the kingdom of God is not in words, but in power. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. Just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about activating God's power in your life. Activating God's power in your life. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the word of God also reminds us and let us know that Ephesians 3, verse 20 and verse 21, it says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the churches by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end." Amen. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, people of God, there are three types of power. Human power, dynamic of God's power, and the devil's power. So, beloved, God's power is a positive supernatural power, unlike the devil's power, which is an evil supernatural power. Human power can be obtained either way, either from God or from the devil. Yes, beloved, the world we live in is a world that is being controlled by power. Even now in 2021, both the power of God and the power of the enemy, the devil, the accuser of the brethren, are at work and are working in opposite direction. So, beloved, human beings are in search of power. For example, when we look around in the world today, some in the political arena want political power. Some of those in the ministry want spiritual power and financial power. You see, power enhances their status quo in society, and it also promotes them. Here we see, when it comes to spiritual power, in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 12, it says, but as many as receive him, talking about Jesus, his Lord and Savior in the life, to them gave he power to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. So believe in Christ, the kingdom of God suffer violence, but the violence take it by force. Yet the kingdom of God, it is a kingdom of power, and it is under the control of the power of God. Those who are born into the kingdom of God has the right to access the power of God. You see, God's power brings about changes anywhere it is released. Yes, in our lives as born-again believers in Christ, it brings forth salvation, deliverance, healing, life, comfort, and much, much more. So we as Christians are steady changing from the inside out. Yes, God's Holy Spirit abides in us. We're not our own anymore. We've been bought with a price. The Holy Spirit of God abides in us based on the word of God that says that if we abide in Christ and Christ abides in us, then the power of the Holy Spirit comes in us, cleanses us from all unrighteousness, fills us up with God's power. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, for a reminder, in the book of Romans chapter 1, verse 16, it says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. This is Paul speaking to the Romans at this time. And he also is talking, to every believer in Christ in 2021. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jews first, and also to the Greeks. We as born again believers of Christ, that is not of Jewish birth, But we've been drafted in into the beloved family of God. And so because of us being drafted in the beloved family of God, we all share into the same benefits. God is a God. God is a God of all people. Yes? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5 says, and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. We as a believer in Christ, our goal in this life should be to be led of the Spirit of God. Bible says them that are led of the Spirit of God are the sons of God. And when I say son, daughter in Christ is included also. We are reminded that the kingdom of God is not in words. It is in the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, child of God, without the power of God, the word is nothing on a piece of paper. But we know that the word says that heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall abide forever and ever. Bible says also in the book of Romans 14, verse 17, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Yes, Romans 14 and 17 gives us encouragement, gives us determination for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it is. But it is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God is not in word only, but in demonstration. Believers in Christ, the Christian life, with all of its attainment, and all of its hope is not in words, but is in the power of God's Spirit. It is not in a matter of professing or being eloquently in our speaking. No, it is in the transformation, manifestation of God's power. Let God's power be demonstrated, activated in your life. The word of God has supernatural power to change our lives. So the Bible says in Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what the perfect will of God is in our lives. You see, the word of God, it has supernatural power in order to change our life from the inside out. So believers in Christ, God wants us to live in the fullness of his power after saving us, after extending grace and mercy upon our lives. You see, God's power is obtained through a lifestyle of intimacy with him. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening in. God's power for a believer in Christ. It is obtained through a lifestyle of intimacy with him. Yes, beloved, for us to experience God's power, we must walk blamelessly before the Lord. Child of God, even for God to hear your prayers, you must be separated from sin and live a holy life. Come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. Bible says in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 8, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So people of God, our Christian life isn't a standard of performance or a code of ethic. It is all about having an important personal relationship with a loving God. With a God that neither slumber nor sleep. With a God that sits high and looks low. A God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. You see, our reconciliation with God, it is totally dependent on what God has done through his Son, Jesus Christ. So, beloved, let us activate God's power in our lives. As people of God, when God displays his power in and through us as being his people, it is for his glory. Child of God, when God's anointing is on you, the power of God will be demonstrated through you. Oh, yes, it will. That's why it's so important for us to stay in prayer and fasting. Because this kind only come out through fasting and prayer. This kind, talking about the demon spirits that have blocked the blessings of God in our lives because of us not being in right standing with him. But because of his son, Jesus Christ, he made a way out of no way. Where it says that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He, because of his sacrifice for all mankind, because of Jesus taking the sins, placing it upon his shoulder, nailing it on old rugged cross, shed his blood for the remission of our sins, we have been forgiven. Our slate has been wiped clean. As born-again believers, we thank God for Jesus. There is power, my brothers and sisters, in the anointing of God. We as believers of Christ, we are not to be ashamed of the gospel, not to be ashamed to stand before people and proclaim boldly and publicly, declaring the gospel, the word of God. We will be filled with the power of God. That's why we have to come to the place and don't be intimidated by fear. Remember what 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says. For God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. Hear the word that is reminds us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5. For our gospel came not unto you in words only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know, what manner of man we were among you for your sake. Yes, there is power in reading God's word. There is power in preaching and teaching the word of God. That's why the word said, not for us to forsake ourselves, together. But let us come together in worship and in truth. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty to praise Him. Liberty to hear His word. Liberty to flow as the Holy Ghost leads. So believers in Christ, do not let God's word of life depart from your mouth. Keep feeding on God's word, meditating on it, and speaking the word of God over our lives on a continuous basis. Also remember this, that there is great power in prayer. Bible says in Luke 18, verse 1, because of the verse, that men ought to always pray and don't faint. To pray without ceasing, according to 1 Thessalonians 5:17. To pray, be anxious for nothing, but in everything through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, making our requests known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. According to Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7. So start each and every day of your life that God allow you to see a brand new day. But He allow you to be on top of the ground and not under the ground. That He allow you to still be here in the land of the living. So start your day with prayer. Because prayer is essential and very important to communicate with God on a daily basis. And continue your day in prayer and with prayer. Then, beloved, in your day with prayer. Prayer don't always have to be audible, but they have the mindset, have an attitude to pray. You can pray to yourself, pray in your heart, have the mind of Christ each and every day. Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 17 through 19, it says that the God of our Lord, Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to us who believe according to the working of His mighty power. Yes, my brothers and sisters, activating God's power in your life. Yes, there is knowledge. There is power in God's knowledge and spiritual authority. So believer in Christ, when we understand who we really are in Christ, and we exercise, excuse me, and we exercise our spiritual authority by standing on the infallible word of God to decree and declare a thing in line with God's word, we will see the power of God. So people of God, spiritual authority release God's power. I'm going to say that again. Spiritual authority releases God's power. Yes, you, as a child of God, as a believer in Christ, has to know that as Jesus is placed in the right hand of the Father, making intercessions for us, we have the spiritual position and the spiritual authority call those things not as though they are. Because there's power in the knowledge and spiritual authority of the word of God. Activating God's power in your life should be a goal of every believer in Christ. So people of God, when we are full of faith, we will be full, we'll be filled with faith, we'll be filled with determination, we will be full of the power of God to carry out exploits, acts of faith. You see, a life of faith is a life of power. Yes, beloved, when we abide in God's presence, he will enable us to move mightily in his behalf, activating God's power in your life.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Because of who you are, I give glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, yes. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We worship him because of who he is. He is God Almighty. He is the God that sits high and look low. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am. Hallelujah. God is still in the miracle working business. God is still saving souls. He's still healing. He's still delivering. Amen. He's meeting our each and every need each and every day of our lives as children of the Most High God. What an awesome God we serve. Again, this is Apostle Dudley T. Bowe with Prophetess Lisa T. Bowe coming to you tonight. Amen. And Busting Loose in Faith Ministries coming to you in that name that's above every other name. And that is the name of Jesus. We just thank God for each and every one that has tuned in tonight to listen to the teaching. We just appreciate you. And we just pray that God is blessing you and your family, meeting y'all each and every need, even during this pandemic. God is still able to do it. Amen. Because Philippians 4:19 says, but my God shall supply our each and every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. What an awesome God that we have. Amen. Praise the Lord. So again, tonight we are talking about activating God's power in your life. Activating God's power in your life. Hallelujah. In the book of John 14, verse 12 through 14, it says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do that. The Father may be glorified in the Son. If you should ask anything in my name, I will do it. Let God's power be demonstrated, activated in your life. Plug into the power source. Plug into the power of God. People of God, when the inner man, our spirit man, is fed regularly on the word of God, and we seek the Holy Spirit will in all of our decisions of life, we will be strengthened with power through God's Holy Spirit. You see, spiritual power is the mark of every Christian who submits to God's word and to God's spirit. Yes, beloved, when we look in the natural, when we look at physical growth and strength in the natural, spiritual growth and strength on the spiritual basis does not come overnight. We as believers in Christ here in America in 2021, we are so saturated with the worldly talk over the radio, television, talk shows, and even sometimes in church pulpits that are filled with empty sermons or empty sermon topics. So as ministers of the gospel, the kingdom of God is not a matter of eloquent talk, but it is a matter of spiritual power. Again, we are reminded here in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5. For our gospel came not unto you in words only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we are among you for your sake. Hear, beloved, for a church to be effective, it must have the supernatural power of God in it. Beloved, God wants us to live in the fullness of his power. After being born again, being saved, he has graced us. When we are filled with God's Holy Spirit, we can operate in obedience in the supernatural. You see, we can live a life of extraordinary supernatural power because God's power is obtained through a lifestyle of intimacy with him. God's supernatural power is a part of the life given to us by him through his son, Jesus Christ, the author and finish of our faith. God's supernatural power, it will enable us to be sanctified, and it will help us to become partakers of Christ's life and help us to, and helps to empower us to overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. God's supernatural power, for a child of his, it will enable us, empower us to overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. So child of God, the more you can cultivate an environment that is conducive to the Holy Spirit, the more of God's presence you'll be able to carry. Child of God, faith, it defines logic and natural reality for a higher spiritual purpose. It causes natural things to line up with what God has already accomplished on a spiritually. Beloved, anyone who is serious about tapping into the supernatural power of God must earnestly desire and pursue spiritual gifts with a passion. You see, walking in the supernatural realm of God's power soaks believers in Christ in the promises of God, activating God's power in our lives, letting this power be demonstrated in us and through us. So child of God, walking in the supernatural realm, it helps us to partner with the Holy Spirit in order to perform miracles. God has a specific calling for each of us. This is a call, a life calling, that God wants us to know about and for us to pursue. Bible said in the book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 23 through 24, for unto this mountain we can say, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in our heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Believers in Christ, faith is the key that opens the supernatural realm within which we can benefit from God's power in ways beyond our human understanding. Where it says in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Also, when we go a little further in Hebrews 11, verse 6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, beloved, it is all about taking God at his word without doubting in any way. Jesus also left us as followers of his an example about prayer. You see, as Christians, as followers of Christ, we ought to pray without ceasing. Again, according to 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17. Yes, beloved, we are called to embrace a prayerful life. It is our duty to pray at all times and to bring all things before God. Beloved, having a prayerful life will give us the strength to overcome the challenges that we face in life. You see, prayer, it moves God's hand, and it helps to release his spirit and power into our lives for the accomplishment of his will. Let God's power be activated in our lives. Brothers and sisters in Christ, if you are serious about experiencing God's supernatural power in your life, then you will need to let go and let God have his way and work in your life. Realize that we are the clay. He is the potter. Let him stretch you. Let him break you. Let him make you into the image of his son, Jesus Christ. Yes, believers in Christ, be motivated by God's love, because God's love makes you receptive to God's power and his anointing for greater purpose in your life. Activating the supernatural power of God in you. Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and make manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place. So, beloved, you will release the supernatural power of God in your life when you learn to praise him with all of your heart. Bible said that everything that has breath, praise ye the Lord. By sincerely worshiping God on a regular basis, you will begin to experience a victory in every area of your life. Yes, the word of God says that God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Yes, people of God, many Christians here in 2021, even during this pandemic, are living a life, a defeated life, because they have never learned how to tap into the power of praise and the power of worship. Worship God in spirit and in truth. Beloved, you will have greater peace in your life, a peace that surpasses all understanding. You will have greater by learning to praise God. You will release your faith in God's ability to take care of you and your needs in your life. Yes, praise is a must. Just like prayer, it is vital. It is important for us to do, not just on Sunday morning or during midweek service, no, on a daily basis. The word says in Psalms 84, verse 11, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good things will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Yes, believers in Christ, be an imitator of Christ. This should be the number one goal of a Christian, a Christ-like person. Philippians 4, verse 13 says, "For I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Child of God, everything God created, including you and I, was designed to declare God's glory, to declare God's wisdom, his grace and love for our lives. So, beloved, child of God, God is calling us to holiness. Because without it, no man will see God. So if you, as a follower of Christ, let God be displayed, let him display his power in your life through the power that you receive at salvation. God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. So believers in Christ, once we are saved, because we are saved, it is because God has interrupted our blind wandering and drew us to himself. Believers in Christ, when you finally learn how intimately God is in your life, gratitude and being thankful is the only appropriate response that you can give to God. So let God's power be activated in your life, even now in 2021. Again, for a reminder, people of God, we cannot read the scriptures, the word of God, at some point come to realize and come to terms with the extraordinary display of the awesome power of God that the word of God portrays. Power sometimes in scriptures signifies authority and dominion. And it is true that the Godhead has total authority over everything. I'm talking about God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit all agrees as one. Yes, God's power. So again, remember this. People of God, there are three type of power. Human power, demon power, the devil's power, and God's power. So beloved, God's power is always a positive, supernatural power. Unlike the devil's power, which is an evil, supernatural power. You see, God, human power can be obtained from these two sources, either from God or from the devil. The choice is yours to make. Yes, believer, beloved, the world we live in is a world that is being controlled even now in 2021 by power that be. Both the power of God and the power of the devil are working on opposite ends, opposite directions. God is trying to get you as his child to come to the foot of the cross, to repent of your sin, and to get right with him. Because Jesus, he made a way out of nowhere. Yes, people of God, human beings are in search of power. Even now, during this quarantine, even now, during this pandemic. For example, when we look around and leaders of nations within the political arena. They want political power. They want to flex their muscle on the world platform. When we look at those that is involved in ministry, not all but some, want spiritual power and financial power in order to do what they want to do. You see, child of God, power, it enhances your static quo in society, and it also promotes you. We are reminded in the spiritual sense that in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 12, it says, but as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. To believe in Christ, the kingdom of God is a kingdom of power. And it is underneath, and it is under the control of the power of God. You see, those who are born again were born into the kingdom of God and was given the right to access the power of God. Remember this, always, that God's power brings about changes anywhere it is being released. It brings to a born-again believer of Christ, it brings salvation, deliverance, healing, and much, much more. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we can be endured for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Remember, Christians, we are changed from the inside out. We just hope and pray that was something that we said through the reading of the Word of God and also through the teaching of God's Word, that it brought encouragement to your soul, that it brought you to a place of encouragement to go on further in the things of God in 2021. There may be one of them, maybe someone need to sound my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. This is the time for you to get right with God. Don't put off tomorrow for what you can do today. If the Word didn't touch you today, don't have no hardness of heart. Call on the one that is able to change you, the one that is able to restore, deliver, and set you free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle, for that lesson today. We hope that something was said that has touched your heart to want to live your life even more so for Christ and to exemplify his characteristics to others. If so, please share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them listen every Tuesday and Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have you. For those of you that are listening in on a regular basis, we do appreciate your support. And if you have questions, comments, would like to have a topic discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. We'd love to hear from you. We pray that you have a great evening, and just know that God loves you, and so do we. Sorry, so do we. We love you too. Have a great week, and the Lord willing, we'll be back with you again on Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless.